This is KCUR. I'm Maria Carter. For the past quarter century, one thing has been the same at KCUR. General Manager Patty Cahill. That's going to change later this summer when she retires. The person chosen to replace her is Nico Leone. He's served for the past 5 years as co-executive director of KDHX, a community radio station in St. Louis. In that role, he's been the public face of the station, focusing on fundraising, marketing, programming, and community outreach. Nico, congratulations and welcome to your new job at KCUR.
Thank you. I'm really honored to be here.
And Nico, what was your reaction when you found out you were picked as the new general manager here?
Well, first, excitement. I think it's a great station. There's good people. You do spectacular work, both locally, regionally, and nationally, and I'm really honored to come on board and to have the opportunity to work with the staff and to explore ways that we can even better serve the Kansas City region.
And tell us a little bit about your background and how you got involved in radio.
I actually got involved in high school. I was living in a small town in Kansas. I've got some good roots now, just outside of Kansas City. I grew up in a town called Lacine, about an hour south of Kansas City, just inside the Missouri border, and then went to high school in Emporia. And a family friend owned a small station, and on evenings, weekends, I'd go in and hang out at the station, ran the board for a little while. When I went to college down in Waco, Texas, I worked at a student station for 3 or 4 years while I was there. So I've got some long background. Graduated from college, and it was one of those things where I thought I'd never have a job in the real world that I loved as much as the one I had in college, because public radio jobs are great and hard to get. And after moving up to St. Louis, got connected with KDHX. I've been here for about 8 years in a variety of different roles, the last 5 as co-executive director, which is a little bit different leadership model, but it's been a great place for me to kind of learn and grow as a manager.
You mentioned your background growing up in Kansas. How are you going to get to know the Kansas City area and KCUR?
I think one of the most exciting things is that process of getting to know a community, whether it's the station itself or the broader Kansas City community. I've been familiar from a distance for a while, and I'm really looking forward to digging in. From a distance, it certainly seems like there's been a really strong renaissance of arts and culture over the last 5 to 10 years in Kansas City. There's a lot of great things happening through downtown and kind of the Power and Light District and the Crossroads Arts District, and I'm really interested in exploring those things and understanding how KCUR fits in that larger picture of what's going on in Kansas City. I think there'll be a lot of time that I need to spend out in the community. There'll be a lot of time I need to spend digging in with KCUR staff and really understanding their strengths on a really granular level, and then understanding what everybody's vision is for the future of KCUR and how it can really be a powerful, impactful local institution based in the great news and journalism that it provides to the region.
What are some of those things that you've accomplished there at KDHX that you'd like to bring to KCUR?
I think as much as anything else, what I'd like to bring is a little bit different perspective towards community engagement, towards philanthropy, and a more philanthropic approach to fundraising. We've had a really great staff and a great group of volunteers here at KDHX that have been able to do some really great work as we've plugged into the community. We've been able to launch the first capital campaign at KDHX and have started construction on a new building in the heart of the Arts and Entertainment District of St. Louis. We've been able to engage a lot of the major arts and cultural institutions in St. Louis in a way that we really hadn't in the past. And really, I think we connect to the community in a very different way than we did even 5 years ago. And while I don't have a lot of very specific plans for the details of how those things will happen at KCUR, I'm excited to figure those out alongside the staff there.
One thing that came up in our staff discussions as we were looking for a new general manager is the digital future and how KCUR moves into that digital age. How do you see that fitting in to your vision for this station?
I think for radio to really thrive, it has to be more than just radio. For public radio to survive, even, it has to be more than just public radio. We've got to think of ourselves as media first, and we've got to think of ourselves in terms of how we connect with and interact with the community. So I think it's, not to dodge the question, but it's less about specific ways in which we do that and more about a philosophy of how we do that. And we need to be connecting with people beyond just our over-the-air broadcast signal, but via the web, via social media, through the community, and in whatever new and different ways they want to interact with us in the future, because they're certainly not going to be the same next year or 2 years from now that they are now. So I think as much as anything else, it's a philosophy of engaging the community in the manner that the community wants to be engaged with, and for looking for new and innovative ways that are compatible with the strengths of the station and compatible with a news and journalism organization and meeting the community where it is.
That was Nico Leone, who will take over as KCUR General Manager in August.